Welcome to the Encounter Church Sermon of the Week. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
I'm just going to share from the Word with you briefly, and then we're going to end today's service with our communion. We're going to have a time of communion and prayer for each family, and then we'll transition from the service today and have a great day in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And if you think about where did that come from, those words in the book of Luke, Sarah and Cher, thank you. These are some of our media folks up there. I always throw curveballs at them. I give them a list of scriptures and then I don't follow them. And so anyhow, maybe I'll just mention to them, but I'm going to start in Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, you say, where did Portia get the words to that song? And it's found in Luke chapter 2. It says, then the angels said to them, do not be afraid. Look at your saber and say, don't be afraid. Come on, how you know that fear torments you? And our God is a God of love, and perfect love drives out, it extinguishes. How many know that fear cannot live in the atmosphere of God and His love? Come on, so you just need to set up, say, how many know, just tell yourself, say, I'm loved by God. Has nothing to do with your what you've done. You didn't deserve it. You didn't own it. How many know He first loved us, and then He washed us in His blood? Amen. Aren't you thankful that He loves you first, and then He cleans you up? Right? And so He doesn't just say, oh, I want you to be clean. He will know it's a love thing. Tell your neighbor, say, it's a love thing. And so I'd say, don't be afraid. For behold, this is verse 10 of chapter 2 of Luke. For behold, I bring you great news, or good tidings, good news of great joy. Of great joy. Not just joy, but great joy. Great joy. Come on, here, let's say great joy. Come on, tell yourself, tell your soul that, say great joy. How many know David had to speak to himself? How many know? How many talk to yourself? I know you do because I do the same thing. Now, just don't start talking back to yourself. But David said to himself, he said, so why are you so depressed? Why are you so downcast? Why are you so looking at the things around you and causing those things to dictate where you are? And so he spoke to himself and he said, soul, rejoice, or soul, look up, soul. He had to talk to his soul. He says, put your hope in God. He says, for I'm going to yet praise him, for he's the help of my countenance. He's the one who lifts up my head. He's the glory in the lifter of my head. So I'm going to give you a charge this morning when you leave here today. Don't walk out of here with your head down. Walk out of here with your head up. Even if you walk like this, I don't care. Have you ever seen people do that? I've done this in New York or in big cities. You just go around and you start looking up. You just stand there, and then pretty soon, you're going to have a crowd around you, and they're all going to be looking up because they're trying to figure out what you're looking at. And you may not be looking at anything but heaven, but it's kind of hilarious if you just want to see how people follow one another. Just try that. Just go outside and look up. We did that one time. I think we were in New York, and we were just being silly, but we just stood there, and we were like, look up. We started pointing, and then people around us like, wow, yeah, do you see it? But anyhow, I'm just being a little silly this morning, but tell your neighbor to look up. And he says, I bring you tidings of great joy will be for all people, for there is born to me. Come on, you got to put your name there. He's born to you. It's not good enough he's born to everyone else if he's not born to you. How many of you know that this day and this season, God wants to be born afresh in your heart? And you may say, well, Pastor Steve, that's a little bit selfish, but you know what? How many know that God is that personal, that he wants to be that close to each one of us? And he says, there's born in the city of David. And it's interesting that the city of David is not the city of Jerusalem. I know we love Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem is the city of peace. But I'm going to talk to you about another city. It's the city of David. Aren't you thankful for David? Aren't you thankful for the spirit of David and the Davidic worship and the tabernacle of David? I mean, on the book of Amos, it says, in the last day, I'm going to restore the tabernacle of David. What is the tabernacle of David? It's praise and worship and singing and dancing and magnifying God and extolling his greatness and entertaining his presence. And so these the angels spoke to these shepherds. Now, you got to think about it. In those days, shepherds were the lowest of the low. They weren't highly regarded. If you were a shepherd, you had a stigma upon you or a designation that you were less than. Aren't you glad that Jesus doesn't look at our pedigree? He comes to those, even though you may disqualify yourself, and I know some of you had, because sometimes we repeat stupidity. And God, in the midst of that, will come back to it and says, you know what? I'm going to come and give you another chance. Aren't you thankful for second chances? And so he says, born to you, born to me this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Christ the Lord. Christ the Lord. And then it says, and this will be a sign to you that you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly, verse 13, there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God. And let me think about this. We don't see this. We live in the temporal so much. But don't you know that you're not alone? Don't you know, when you guys were raised, did your parents ever tell you that you had an angel? Come on, you remember, you were a kid, you said that you have angels. Now, we get in argument, we get so grown and sophisticated, and I'm not here to glorify angels or deify angels, but there are angels. And there is a spirit realm. And how many know that angels are sent by God to help the saints? And how many know that even in the spirit when we worship, how many know that in the natural, there are so many signals, digital, there's so much communication going on around in the unseen. All of you have a phone that you're probably on right now, but how many know that there are so many communication waves going on, electrical signals, video, digital, so many, there's so much communication in the unseen world, but yet we think that the unseen doesn't exist. But how many know when we start praising God and worshiping and creating an atmosphere that the angels join in, and that's what happened here. It says, suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host. Just lay your hand on your eyes and say, Lord, touch my eyes. Lord, help me to see. Let me never doubt. Let me not doubt in 2022. Let me know and see that there are more for me than there are against me. Let me be like the servant of Elisha. And Elisha prayed, said, Lord, open my servant's eyes, because the servant was looking in the natural, and he looked at the mountain, and he looked at his problems, and he looked at the situation, and he felt like they were outnumbered. But God said, no, 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 open your eyes again and see in the spirit and see that there are more for me than there are against me. I don't know about you, but God be for you, then that's all you need. He's with you. And it says there was a multitude of heavenly host. Heavenly host means that they were there to war for you. A host means that they were there to do business. They were there to fight for you. Praising and saying, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, come on earth. Can you say that on earth? You know what earth is? It's right here. Slap yourself. If you have to wake yourself out, come on, say, this is the earth. Because sometimes we think, oh, the earth is way out there. It's a hill. It's a valley. No, the earth is you. You're the earth. And so it says, glory to God in the highest and on earth, on my earth, in Pastor Steve. Say your name. Say peace and goodwill. That means, you know the scripture in Proverbs, or it's in Jeremiah 29, says God knows the thoughts that he has towards you. Not thoughts of evil, but thoughts of what? Thoughts of peace. Thoughts of peace to give you a hope and an expected future. Sometimes in our flesh, we think that God wants to snuff us out and punish us. But I'm glad that God gives us hope and a future. Amen. And so it was when the angels, verse 15, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to the house of bread. That's what they said. They said, let us now go to Bethlehem. Let us go to the place that's going to feed us. Beth means house of Bethlehem. And George, you could tell me better than that, because you know this language better than, but Bethlehem, I'm sure, if you correct me, if because I know he knows Hebrew, but it means the house of bread. Aren't you thankful for God's house? Aren't you thankful for the house of bread is Jesus? that the house of bread, and what are we going to feed off of? What are you going to feed off today, tomorrow, and every day this week? And in 2022, what is going to be the source of your life? Where are you going to go to for your sustenance? And it better be to Bethlehem. And it's not to get something in the natural. It's something. How many of you guys like, come on, this is going to be a great week. I know people are going to be baking and cooking. I'm going to try to stir you up. I went into Costco the other day, and they were baking. I had to go in there and order the food for the, and I saw that food, and I said, I just started rebuking the devil. I had to rebuke these pastries and cookies and but you know what I'm saying? When they start baking, it's the aroma, right? It's the aroma. It's the smell of fresh bread. And it's okay. It's all right. But I'm trying to make you hungry, hungrier. But they said this. They said, let us now go to Bethlehem, to the house of bread, and to see the thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. How many know that the Lord wants him to be known to you? If I could end this anywhere else right now, it's what's the Lord's cry, is that which you are singing about, that which we are celebrating, would be known in our hearts in a greater way, in a greater experience. This is the Apostle Paul. He was a Pharisee. Come on, he was a religious leader. He knew the Bible back and forward. But at the end of his life in prison, what was his prayer? That I might know him. That I might know him in the power of his resurrection, and I might know him in the fellowship of his suffering. And the shepherds got so touched by their encounter with the angels and what was happening. They were like, let us go now and see. Let us go to the place or to the house that where we're going to feed off us. And let us see. How many know God wants to open up your spiritual eyes that you and I will see in a greater manner that we won't see in the natural? I see in the natural, but how many I say, Lord, I want to see more in the spirit. And that doesn't mean you got to be weird. I don't mean that. Don't get weird on me. Okay, just because you see, I see us, no. Okay? But you know what I'm talking about. Come on, you're a spirit with a soul and a body. But you want to have prophetic insight. You want to see things that the Lord, you say, Lord, open my eyes. And so you want to see things about yourself. You want to see things about your family. You want to see what God sees. And then you want to pray it into existence. And then you want to experience it. And you want to make it known that what God has for you will come into reality. And so this was the shepherd's prayer, is that they will go to the house of bread and partake and see that which has been birthed, that which has come to pass, and also have an encounter that they would know him in a greater manifestation. Now, I could go on for another hour with the other scriptures, but for the sake of time, I'm not. If I could, maybe Wes, if you can come back to the piano and our porters could come, but we're going to distribute the communion table at this time. I know time has gone a little bit. And at the communion table, how many of you know when Jesus was crucified and after he rose and he was on, there were two men walking on the road to Emmaus, and Jesus appeared to them and he started to ask them questions, and they didn't even know who he was. Their eyes were hidden from the revelation of who Jesus was. But he began to expound to them from the scriptures how the Christ, how the Messiah must go through and fulfill all of the prophetic, all of the prophecies of the prophets of the Old Testament. And he began to expound, and then, and it says that their eyes were open in the breaking of the bread. When he took the bread and he blessed it and he broke it and they partook, it says their eyes were open and then Jesus was gone, but they had a new revelation of who Jesus was. And so my prayer for Encounter Church and those of you that are online today, as we close out this service with communion today and we take of the covenant meal, as we would take that, we would say, Lord, I want to know you, and I want to see like never before, because I know you want to bring me into my future, into my promise. Pastor Portia, you want to come and help me with this communion table, and thank you, all of those that are helping with the... with the communionist. And we'll just wait a moment until we get all of the elements passed out. Aren't you thankful for bread? Jesus is the bread of heaven. He's the bread of life. Come on, he's the living bread. He's the true bread. They thought that they needed the manna of the old, but Jesus says, no. Whoever eats of this bread will never hunger. Whoever drinks of this water will never thirst. Thank you, Jesus.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever, ever done. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever, ever done.
Amen. As we lift up the bread, how many know that Jesus is our healer? And as we lift this bread up, Lord, we pray for all those that need healing today, physical healing. Lord, I pray for Chuck and Will Mahasha. If you need healing today, you can just stand in your body or stand up on your feet. We'll pray for Tony, pray for Mike, just pray for different ones here in the Lord. And we thank you that you're our healer. Lord, you heal us. Lord, I speak life to physical bodies. Lord, I speak divine health and wholeness. Sickness and disease will have to go. If you're dealing with any kind of emotional, maybe you've been oppressed. I know some of you today, the Lord is lifting off oppression and you just want this cloud of oppression. You say, Pastor, I'm tired of living in this realm where it seems like the circumstances of life are just weighing on me, and I'm trying to break through, but it just seems like this heaviness, this oppression. And if that's you today, just stand to your feet. We're going to pray for you. Say, thank you, Jesus, that you're my healer. Lord, you're my healer. You're my deliverer. Lord, you're my freedom. Lord, you're the one that makes a way out of no way. Lord, we thank you for the covenant meal today that Jesus, Lord, that you went to the cross and you died. Lord, you purchased our salvation and our healing. Just go ahead and partake and eat ye all of it in Jesus' name.
I wonder if we can just have the dancers get ready again. I want to go out with a bang. Everybody partying and glory to God in the highest. Can we go out? Y'all did such a good, everybody did such a good job today, didn't they? The children, it was just so powerful. It was the best I've seen with that song. And thank you so much, Sister Joy. Thank you so much. And Ashley, all of y'all, just thank you. Come on, I just want to go out with a bang. But before we do that, the last song, and everybody got to dance, y'all. Who gonna dance a Christmas dance song? Now, you know, when you receive the cup of the Lord, you gotta examine your heart. It was so funny. I was talking to someone, I forget who it was on purpose, but I forget who it was. But you know, when I say make the cup with your hands, and I say, you know, look at someone and tell everybody you forgive them, you know. Then they said, oh, somebody dropped out of my hand right there. but we gonna say, I choose to forgive, you know, because Jesus came. He came, and he was so secure in who he was. Jesus was so secure in who he was, you know, and he came in a little baby. And so, you know, just to give his life for all of us and all of our sins, we have to forgive. And so, Father, we search our hearts right now, and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for forgiving us and for loving us.
Jesus.
And we pray, Father God, right now for all those that we find it hard to forgive. We choose to forgive because we love you. And nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Bless this cup now in Jesus' name. Amen. Drink all of it. Okay, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to go out with a bang. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
We're going to be dancing. We're going to glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth and goodwill to men.
It's the best thing I've ever.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you and let his face shine upon you and give you peace. Amen. Have a great, great day and a great week. Merry Christmas to you, and just greet someone around you. Give someone a hug, and we'll see you real soon. Amen. Lord bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Encounter Church Sermon of the Week. If you would like to learn more about us, please visit EncounterJesus.us or search for Encounter Church San Leandro in your app store.